poker face. Poker face, poker face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promise this.
Hey, good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. It's 7:02, which means just under an hour away from the easiest quiz in the world. Mm. So Claudia was talking about this local company yesterday, a Montreal company. It's kind of like a pre-death funeral.
Yeah.
You were telling me about yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have so many questions about this. I decided not to look into it because I want you just to tell me about this unique celebration of life.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a friend of mine. His name is Jean-Pierre Gravel. I used to work with him. He hosted Salut Bonjour for a while. So he's also like a personality that you would recognize. He started this company called Département des Mamans, which to me is just so endearing because yes, he can plan a unique funeral for you. Something that's not necessarily the traditional funeral that most people, you know, will go to, but you could also choose to celebrate your life right before dying. So if you are, for example, you know, dying from cancer and, you have only a couple of months to live, or you're, you know, a person who's a little bit older and, you know, you have an illness and you know that you are going to be passing away, you can request that to celebrate your life before you die. So that you have like a special moment before passing away that you can take with you. And this can go from, it takes so many different forms. So I'll give you an example of a lady who wanted to recreate one of the best moments of her life, which was her 25th wedding anniversary, where she had a cruise with the moonlight. And, you know, she had a drummer there to represent the beating of your heart, because her partner had passed. But that was like one of the best moments of her life. So she wanted to recreate that moment before passing away. This other person could barely walk, and so they wanted to make her life flash before her eyes. So they took her into a garden, and they had printed out different pictures of the most important moments of her life, so that in her garden they hang the pictures up on trees that she could go through the best moments of her life before passing.
See, it's like, and I'm split on this whole idea, because on the one hand, I think it's beautiful that you get to, you know, tell the person that you know you're going to lose how you felt and make them feel special and, mm-hmm. and all those things that we talk about mm-hmm. at a funeral or afterwards, remembering the person we just lost. It's nice to be able to say it to their face, 1,000%. But then part of me is also holding on to the idea that you're just adding more sadness to before you lose somebody and reminding you that you're about to die.
But so this could be one option. You could decide to have your funeral before actually passing so that you can hear what people would have to say about you. That's one. But it's not limited to that. Like all these other examples I gave you are just moments that you would like to live before your passing.
So like make a wish.
It's kind of like make a wish, yes, but for
anyone.
For anyone and for adults.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like, I'm Googling it. It's not even just a thing here. So these things are called living funerals.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a bigger thing than I really... You know what's really good about this? Is you could decide who not to invite to your funeral. I'm serious, though, because, like, it like, you don't like that I just said that. I mean, it's... You can't decide who's going to come celebrate your life if you've already, you know, you're gone.
Right, and we just got a text, and it sounds a little selfish. Everyone else mourns you twice, but what if you choose to only celebrate once, and you say, I want a celebration of my life before my passing, and I want everybody to get together, and I want to hear those speeches, because some people do, like, you wonder, like, you know, what would people say about me? But then once it's done, once you've passed, there is nothing else. Like, this is the celebration.
So I'm putting myself in those shoes because I'm rolling my eyes at this little bit, okay? I really am. On one hand, it's beautiful. But I'm thinking about when I lost my dad and I made a eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I put so much effort into that eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my dad would have really liked to hear those things that I said because it was all about the life lessons I got from him.
From him, exactly.
And I think he would have been like, oh, it's okay for me to go. I passed on the message to my son.
Uh-huh.
And I've never thought of it like that.
You could think to yourself like, oh, you know, he's watching me from above or he's proud of me or somebody will say, I know that your dad is, you know, he's present and he's listening. But can you imagine for him to have experienced that from his living and to know before passing away the impact that he actually had on you from his living? I don't know. For me, it's like I kind of like it.
It's actually very divisive on the text line right now. Surprisingly, we're really seeing both sides. Some people saying selfish. Some people saying, you know, they love because they had their loved one that was, you know, a candidate for medical assisted, you know, death, and they were able to celebrate. I understand both sides. I mean, this is a touchy subject, obviously. You know, losing people.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's very...
And to each your own, I also think, you know?
1,000%.
Yeah.
But when it comes to things that we do have control over, listen, this one's going to hit you in the feels. And I know that, Claudia. But pets, dogs specifically, I know for sure, we now know what their last wish is. According to vets.
Uh-oh. And are you going to make me cry?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, no.
So I'm giving you the warning. Get those tears ready. They're going to be coming while you're sitting in traffic.
Jeez.
Right after Preston Pablo, Four Keeps. Good morning.
Baby, why you playing games like that? Why I always want what I can't have? Love sick, got it all so bad. One step forward, tripping two steps back. Going round like a racetrack. Just ain't fair with a like that. Three words that you sent right back. Kinda like it like that. Oh, baby, I'm going all in. Betting everything I have on you. Don't wanna mess around. Yeah, I'm playing four keeps. Lock it up, baby, no keep. Falling for you 6 feet deep. Just one day, JB. Is that too much, too much, too much? Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Romeo waiting at your window. Trying
trying to touch down, baby, in your end zone. Yeah. Hung up, now I'm hanging with your dial tone. Saying what if we're never, you just don't know. She love me, she love me now, yeah. Speed it up, and then she stop. Boombox, I be doing the most. Press play, one song, and she goes. Oh, baby, I'm going all in. Betting everything I have on you.
Don't wanna mess around.
Yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Lock it up, baby, no key. Falling for you 6 feet deep. But for what? For what? And yeah, I'm playing for keeps. Tastes like cookies and cream. Just want that.
There you are. We've been waiting to be hanging out with you again. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. Natasha, yes, is feeling under the weather. And Claudia got in her head yesterday, said, please don't come in if you're feeling sick, because I don't want to get sick.
Okay. Just, I don't want to get sick either.
Yeah, neither do I. So we're happy, Natasha.
Oh, rest up, Natasha.
All fevery, sweating next to us right now. Yeah. Okay, so we were just talking about celebrations of life.
Yes.
Before the person passes away, and it, wow, your messages, it's kind of like a birthday party. That's what somebody said, and it's exactly what it is. It is the ultimate birthday party. Right? Because you get to tell the person in little cards, celebrate the person. But so we're pivoting a little bit to another one of your family members. Mm-hmm. There's a group of vets that have been very vocal in the last few years about your pet's final wish. Mm-hmm. And that they have something specific they want to. And I'm not here to make you...
I know. I have a feeling I'm going to become emotional about this because I think I know where you're going with this.
So, but it's two things, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be the downer, but I think this is a beautiful thing for you and for everybody here.
And for you and your pet to know, right?
Exactly. So on the one hand, it is very important that we are all there with our pets when they pass.
Mm.
That they, a lot of vets say that in those final moments, they look around for you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know.
Listen, it's okay. It's just that there's one dog that was... I mean, I loved her so much. My dog, Nala. We basically saved each other's lives. Like, she was my ride or die. But so much so that, you know, when it was, you know, she was old and she was ill. Then when it was time for her to go, I had such a hard time. I couldn't go. And I sent someone else with her. And to know this today, I'm like, oh, man, I have so many regrets. I should have put my big girl pants on and I should have went with her, but I just couldn't get myself to do it.
So in the moment, I know how hard it is and how real those feelings and emotions are. Like, I totally get it. But it those moments, we have to not be selfish in the slightest. Right?
I know.
And we have to be there for our loved one because you wouldn't want to be going through that alone. But more importantly, to another level, is there's a bunch of pet psychologists, okay, and family psychologists that are saying what is so helpful in the grieving process, but most importantly, helps your pet a lot in those final moments, is you being you.
Mm.
Not going into how sad you are and everything, but just being the fun-loving you
that
family
they know.
Member that you are.
Yeah.
So it's this energy that we have right now.
Yeah.
You want to go in and be uplifting and positive.
You want to reassure them because they feel all of your emotions, right? And so if they feel your fear and your sadness and your heaviness, that's what they're going to leave with.
And so there's something about this celebration of life we were just talking about. Don't make it like, oh my God, I'm going to miss you so much. Be like, oh my God, I'm so lucky for all those times that we had together.
Yeah.
So whether it's your pet or your loved one, whoever it is, maybe we shouldn't wait until those final moments where it's too late to maybe say something or really we've already lost them. Let's just, maybe there's somebody in your life that you've been thinking about recently. Mm-hmm.
Call
that friend you haven't spoken to in a long time. Call your sibling who you got into an argument with, that friend that you kind of miss, that boss. No, don't call your boss. Everybody but your boss. Call that person and just
Celebrate life every day.
Life is too short.
Celebrate life every day.
And we're also going to celebrate you losing at 7:40. Can't beat Lee. That's something that I get to celebrate every single day. And if you could do that, you're winning tickets to Fuego Fuego. Super cool. Kim, anything to celebrate on the roads?
No.
Okay, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
13 South congested the Mill Ill to Henry Bourassa. Fills in at Hickmore for the 20. 15 South, you're going to slow the outlets to about Dagenais. And again, from Saint-Martin to the Met. 25 South slowing 640 to the 440. Then it bogs down just before Beaubien for the La Fontaine outbound. Inbound, the tunnels reaching for Monterville. Champlain, just about to the 30 now. Then it fills in at Atwater to get through Turcotte. Mercier, 132 is at the lights. 138. Just past the bingo hall, and a close-up of the West Island is coming up next. Now, until Wednesday, visit Pharmaprix for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
What to eat, what to wear, what to watch. We make 35,000 decisions every day that are mostly, well... But here's one that's actually exciting. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease select all-new 2025 Nissan Kicks, and you'll get to choose between a Nissan bonus up to $1,200, an accessory credit up to $1,200, or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. It's one decision you shouldn't sleep on. Hurry into your Nissan dealer today. Until April 30th, on approved credit, conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Archipel, you'll find it all, from garden center to pet store and more. And right now, Archipel is in full celebration for the arrival of spring. Come visit our Easter ducks, bunnies, lambs, ponies, and other friends. Archipel, the largest garden center and a whole lot more. Cousineau Boulevard, Saint-Hubert.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
The best time of the year to buy a new truck is now. During GMC's Truck Month, check out our incredible deals on a 2025 Sierra. With its luxurious interior and spacious cabin, the Sierra takes comfort to a whole new level. Test drive one today and take advantage of a fantastic deal. Get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 Sierra 1500 models. Only at your GMC dealer. Conditions apply. Details at gmccanada.ca.
Save big on designer glasses now at Gratianscaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel, optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on Gratianscaff.com.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
Build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
Whoa, look at that. There's a chip in your windshield. Good thing the experts at LeBeau can fix it, saving you from needing a full windshield replacement later. At LeBeau, our quality repairs are done in less than an hour, without ever compromising on quality. Plus, it's free if you're insured. We'll even submit your insurance claim so you don't have to. It's easy. Just book an appointment today at LeBeau.ca. Details and conditions at LeBeau.ca.
LeBeau Repair. LeBeau Replace.
If a good time sounds like... or golden hour tastes like... and getting back to yourself feels like... you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
Bell Pure Fiber is the technology you need for high-performance applications. It leverages light signals transmitted through optical fiber. It's capable of providing huge bandwidth, super low latency, and it's immune to electromagnetic interference.
Basically, what he means is, it's incredibly fast internet. Switch to Bell Pure Fiber, Canada's fastest internet, awarded by Ookla. Get 5500 for $70 per month. Visit bell.ca for more details and to check availability. Bell. Internet just got better.
Ride a Subaru Desource. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru Desource.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Talk about an electrifying performance from the Hyundai Ioniq 5, part of Canada's most awarded fully electric vehicle lineup and the star of the electric forward line. And during the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, finance an Ioniq 5 at 0%. Plus, get a $7,000 bonus and up to $4,000 in government rebates for up to $11,000 in savings on all 2024 Ioniq 5 models. Wow, those numbers are hard to beat.
Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez Vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez Vous' Time to Switch event.
Hey there, what's up? It's 7:20. Let's hope that Claudia's parents aren't listening, because I'm going to try to get her to admit something that they don't know.
Oh, no.
Her kids have never heard. Oh. Nobody in her life knows that she did this. And we're going to be...
That's true. My kids don't know.
Nobody knows this.
I can't talk about it.
You have to talk about it.
I can't.
But listen, if
I can't.
Too late.
We're also diving into any maybe teenage bad decisions you've ever made. So if you want to jump in on this confessional...
I'm afraid to get grounded.
Yeah. if you made a bad decision, maybe you kept it a secret all these years as a teenager, send it over to 92925. Here's your chance to come clean at the Beat Breakfast Club confessional.
No!
Next. First, let's take a look at Montreal traffic for Adonis. For fresh quality fruits, Adonis is your destination until April 16th. Naval oranges are 99 cents the pound. Hey, Kim, what's up?
All the 20 East, the Gallipoe is back into Cardinal Leche. Then we have an accident at Pine Beach. Has that Fenelon Pine Beach exit closed? After that, it slows between 55th and Ville-Saint-Pierre. 40 East, Illitoit backing into the 30-40 split fills in at Cavendish. And the Midwest is slow moving from Anjou to Côte-de-Liesse. Talking about Canucks, 150th anniversary instead of traffic is ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as their prices. Canuck, a Quebec company for 150 years. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Takes to form a lie. It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't deny.
The Beat Breakfast Club, and we appreciate every single one of you listening. We're just kind of hoping there's two specific Montrealers not listening this morning.
Or anybody that knows them.
And then,
right?
If you know Claudia's
parents.
There's
always someone that knows someone, Lee, but nice try.
So listen, okay, think about today's generation. Can you imagine teens today doing maybe some of the things that you grew up doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. I was a bit of a wild teen, and some of the things were borderline illegal or clearly illegal that I used to do. But, like, just this paints a picture of a dad and his daughters, okay?
I used to steal my mom's car when I was 15 to drive to Philly. And these two are afraid to go in McDonald's by themselves.
It's true. The things that we used to do, you just can't imagine kids these days doing, which leads us. To something that Claudia has never admitted publicly before.
Oh my God, guys. I'm so scared to say this because first of all, if you're with your kids in the car, tell them that it's not okay. I'm, unlike you, Lee, I'm very much afraid of authority. I try to do everything
Excuse
right.
Excuse me? I love authority.
No, but you're wild. I wasn't a wild child. I was very afraid to do things, you know, that we're bad, to do wrong things. So for me, like what
you
I did when I was
fidgeting in studio
I'm
right
like,
now, you're fixing
yes.
your top and your pants.
I'm so nervous because I'm still afraid of what my parents are going to say if they ever find out that I did this. And my kids too.
What are your parents
I was really bad.
You are a grown woman. What did you do as a teenager that you have never admitted to another living soul?
Hey, drum roll.
So I got my license on the late side, my driver's license. I only got it when I was 19 years old because I didn't think that I needed to know how to drive. Except for this one night when I was 16 that I needed to get to my friend's house. It was very important. My parents were away. I had no Lyft. I took the car. Guys!
Claudia!
But see, the thing is,
I took the car.
I know for you, you think it's the worst thing
without
ever.
Without a drive, now that I'm confessing, let me say it loud. And like, now I'm just like, it's like a
okay,
big.
Go, go, rent.
I feel relieved.
Confess it.
I took a car without a driver's license. That's what I did. That's the one thing, the one bad thing I did in my life.
So listen, Noah and Lily Blue, you're sitting at home right now. That's what your mother just said. If you need to maybe go get milk one night, if you just need to go to the movie and you don't have a ride, feel free to take mom and dad's car. Yeah.
No.
Do it.
No, those are the things we were allowed to do back in our days that is now considered illegal.
So.
Well, it was illegal then, too.
I know. Please.
It was illegal then, but it was a rite
step
of passage.
Step by step, Kim. Step one by step with me.
It was. I feel like
maybe it was a little bit legal because I was 16. Maybe.
Well, you wouldn't have gone to jail at 16.
So there was almost a rite of passage to do some of these things when we were younger. Right. If there's something that maybe you've been holding on to all these years that you're willing to finally
share,
showed it. You know, I even came up with a name for it.
Uh-oh.
We're going to call it the Beat Breakfast Club Confessional.
Wow, that's very aggressive. I don't know if I want to confess to that person.
Very dramatic.
Very
right?
dramatic. Yeah. We did get a text. Can I read it? Because
I feel less
alone. If you hop on that bandwagon with me, I feel less alone. My best friends and I went to France and Italy at 20 when we graduated. Our parents thought we were on an organized tour, but in reality, we got a Eurorail pass and did it on our own. We did, however, stay in beautiful hotels.
That is
amazing. Are you kidding me?
And not telling your parents?
That is absolute. That takes so much work. If your kid could lie to you that much, that kid is going places in life. That is so impressive.
If they can plan that trip from A to B, then I'm
impressed.
What
do you do now for a living? Do you own a travel agency?
Perhaps.
That's what I need to know. Okay, so again, it's time for
the Breakfast Club Confessional.
If there's something that you did wrong as a teen, you know, innocent or not, illegal or not, we're not here to judge. We're just here to give you the platform.
You want to confess, just like me. Confess. It feels so good. Get it off your chest.
And confess, okay? That's coming up next. It's Teddy Swims the Door. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Getting closer to 8 o'clock when you're going to win an easy $1,000 with the easiest quiz in the world. Good morning. Hey there, good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and coming up in just a few minutes, one of your favorite songs from the year 2000s, probably the time of your life when you were making a whole bunch of pretty poor life decisions, if we're being completely honest here. But that's what we're doing. We are giving you the opportunity to come clean, let go of all that guilt, clear your conscience, because it's the
Beat Breakfast Club Confessional.
We just found out that
We don't have to repeat it.
We do have to repeat it.
No, we confessed once. We don't.
Your parents deserve to know that you stole the family car when you were underage and unlicensed.
I wasn't underaged.
Well, you were. You did not have.
I didn't have a license.
You did not have a license.
and you were a minor.
Okay, thank you. Can we go on to other Montrealers that have also done crazy, wild things, please? We have Georgina on the phone. I'm not the only one that does crazy things. Georgina, tell us what you and your sister did.
Okay, well, I'm going to make you feel better because I used to practice driving by myself before I had my license.
Oh, there you go.
All right, okay.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. So my sister and I used to drive my father's mini motocross bike with his permission. But one day, my sister took it out without permission. And when she was bringing it back to the house, she hit the side mirror, like the rear view mirror on the garage door. And it was, you know, dangling. So she couldn't bring it back dangling. So she tore it off. And buried it in the backyard. And covered the bike for the winter.
Are you serious?
Covered the bike.
So it was never to be found again.
Well, I mean, she had to come clean the next season, but it wasn't fun.
Oh, that's great. Burying it in the backyard.
Was the mirror dug out?
Yeah, did she have to dig that back out?
I think it all worked out in the end, but it was pretty funny. We were hiding for a while.
You guys still laugh at that story when you talk about it, right?
Yes, I mean, that was many decades ago. So, yes, we're good now.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Georgina.
And there's so many of these messages coming in of people that would sneak out in the middle of the night, and then a friend would come over. They would pick them up in their car, go out, party for the night, and have to sneak in as the sun was coming up and act like nothing ever happened. How many times did you do that?
Like, I feel like we all did that, but... Like I said, I was honestly a really, really good kid. Like
You mispronounced that. You were a really, really boring kid. Let me make you feel better about one thing. I want to share one story. It's about my older sister, right. Stacy, okay? So when she was 14 years old, she's older than me. You need to know that. 14 years old, she stole my parents' car. She went for a drive at 14 years old. This is back in the day. And she ended up getting into a little bit of an accident. And drove into the back of a car.
Uh-oh.
That car was a police car.
No! Okay? Oh, my God. And, I would have died.
And she didn't know what to do. But this is, like, back in the day, we're talking, there wasn't computers in all the cars with all the police. Like, they didn't have those systems. So when they're like, okay, you know, where are you? So my 14-year-old sister pretended to be my 30-year-old mother. And said, oh, yeah, my name's Susan Abergorn. This is where I live. And the cops were like, okay, just go home. Have a nice night.
No.
She got away hitting a cop car.
Oh, my God.
And only weeks later, when a ticket came in the mail for not going to provide whatever, did she actually get caught with the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. What about this one? In high school, my husband took his parents' car without permission, drove it to school, and parked it in the staff parking. They called home.
So I gotta say, we might be onto something with this whole, like, clearing our conscience.
Yes, it feels so good.
I think this...
The Beat Breakfast Club Confessional.
Might have to be a regular thing on the show if you want to come clean.
I have nothing else to confess. Yeah, I'm just saying, that was it.
We know you were boring. We get it. Hey, let's take a look. Oh, okay. I love the song that's coming up in 30 seconds. Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's so apropos. It's so apropos. But only if I have my license.
I was going to be like, no, we need to actually play Can't Beat Lee. But the truth is, this is such a good song that we can't get away from it. Right. First, let's take a look at Montreal traffic for Bel Air Direct. Take the shortcut to quick online quotes with Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Kim?
Oh, it's a busy one. Champlain backing all the way to the 30. Then it fills in at Atwater to get through Turcotte to carry north, then slow the length. Mercier, 132 is at the lights, 138 Goodleafs, and it stays slow to the 20. 20 East, that Gallipot backing to Cardinal Leger. Then we have an accident at Pine Beach as that Fenelon Pine Beach exit closed. After that, it slows 55th to 1st. 40 East, Illitoort backing into the 30-40 split. Crowded sources to the 13 fills in at Cavendish. Talking about Canuck's 150th anniversary instead of traffic is ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as their prices. Canuck, a Quebec company for 150 years. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Okay, here's the thing. I really want to play the song. So how about if you want to play Can't Beat Lee, text your name now to 92925. But in the meantime, before we play next, here's a song from the year 2000. How many poor decisions did you make cruising around listening to this song? Here's Nelly. Ride with me on The Beat 925. Good morning.
Come on now. can take her home, she can be 18. 18 with an attitude of 19. Kind of snotty, acting real rude. But as long as you a diggy, diggy, dick, girl, you know this song. You know this song. I peep something coming towards me up the dance floor. Sexy and real sexy. Hey, she been peeping and I dig the last video. Somewhere never we could go. How could I tell her no? Measurements was 36, 25, 34. Yelling. I like the way you brush your hair. And I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glint. I can see you moving way over there. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three women in the four with the goatees. Oh, why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get with me, smoke it in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why do I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
Face up out the front neck. Don't know how to act. Without no vouchers or no boosters, bringing nothing back. You should feel the impact. Shopping with plastic. When the sky's the limit and them haters can't get past that. Watch me as I gas that 4.6 rain. Once again, he can't change. Every time I switch lanes, it feels strange now. Making a living on my brain instead of cane now. I got the title from my mama, put the whip in my own name now. Damn, put the change now. Running credit checks with no shame now. I feel the fame, come on. I can't complain no more. I'm the main now, in and out my own town. I'm getting pages out of New Jersey from Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. And can I make it? Damn right, I'll be on the next flight. Pancake,
first class,
sitting next to Vanna White. Come on. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three willing in the four with the goatees. Oh, how many people strayed out of the flow? Most said that I was a failure. But now the same motherfuckers asking me to do. And I'm yelling, I can't help ya. You know, can we get tickets to the next show?
Hell no.
You for real? Hey, yo, now that I'm a fly guy, and I fly high. Wanna know why?
What?
Why I fly by? But yo, it's all good. Range Rover, all wood. Do me like you should. Me good, me good. We be no stud.
Shh.
Wishing you was popping like we drug dealers, sipping Chrissy Bud Mackin. Honey in the club, me in the Benz, Icy Chris telling me to leave with you and your friends. So if Shorty wanna knock, we knockin' the diss. And if Shorty wanna rock, we rockin' the diss. And if Shorty wanna pop, we poppin' the Chris. Shorty wanna see the ice, then I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, city listen. Wanna fly when I walk, pay attention, see the ice and the bliss. Stir, know they diss, honey's look, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me a kiss, come on.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we dream.
Are those roads? Oh, by the way, Nelly in Montreal tonight.
Ooh.
Tonight. I didn't realize it was tonight.
So we just got the text that somebody went to Nelly's Halifax concert.
Yeah.
And everyone in Montreal needs to know that it was amazing.
No surprises there.
Yeah.
You're going to be reliving year 2000, just having such a good time. Hey, 30 seconds away from Can't Beat Lee. First, Kim, how's traffic?
Well, 13 South congested, the Mill Ill right down to Henry Bourassa, and then Hickmore to the 20. 15 South, you're slow moving, the 640 down to the Met. Met West slow moving from Anjou to Côte de Liesse. 40 East, Illatours at the 30-40 split. Crowded sources to the 13 fills in at Cavendish. 20 East, the Gallipot is at Cardinal Leger. We have an accident at Pine Beach, has that exit closed, and then it slows 55th to 1st. It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart.
But he's positive you can't beat Lee.
Well, he may be positive, but he could be wrong.
Okay.
Two people have beaten you before. I mean, it's not much, but it does mean that it's possible. And up for grabs this morning, Fuego Fuego Festival tickets. So they're coming and bringing down the heat to Montreal at the Olympic Park, May 24th and 25th.
What? Bring it down the heat. All right.
Bring it on the heat.
Bring it on the heat.
Yeah.
Claudia Fuego, Marquez. Fuego. Fuego, Fuego.
Yes. Okay. It's going to be awesome possum. And on the line is Arnaud. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
We're fantastic. How are you?
Great, great.
How convinced are you that you can beat Lee this morning?
I would say like the most convinced guy you ever met. Yeah, 10 times more than this.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Arnaud, you're going to be eating your words in just a second.
Oh, yeah? Let's see.
Oh, he's
cool.
I like it.
Oh.
You know who's on Fuego words. Fuego this morning is Arnaud.
Oh, no.
Arnaud's on Fuego Fuego.
And so is he. Ready. No. I've never wanted to beat somebody so bad. Good luck, buddy.
Okay. Lee is leaving the studio and he's practicing like his boxing, I don't know, dance or something. All right, Arnaud. Okay, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. I have 6 questions in front of me. They progressively get harder. You can choose to pass, but we're not going to be going back to them, okay?
All right.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. What's the main ingredient in hummus?
Poishish. Chickpeas.
What does the abbreviation IDK stand for?
I don't know.
Who made his NHL debut with the Montreal Canadiens last night?
Yanimilov.
What major shoe brand owns Converse?
Vans.
Domingo is the Spanish word for what day of the week?
Domingo, it's a dimanche.
What's the largest continent?
Africa. It's Asia.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well done. We're going to bring Lee back into the studio. You had a little bit of help behind you. Who was that?
That's my girlfriend. She's right next to me. She knows hockey better than me.
Okay. Awesome.
You had help?
What?
I just heard you say that.
It was a single question.
It's just, but he was spitting out the answers.
So I guess you can do it on your own, eh?
All right, Lee. Let's see how well you do today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
What does the abbreviation IDK stand for?
I don't know.
Who made his NHL debut with the Montreal Canadiens last night?
Demidov.
What major shoe brand owns Converse?
I think it's Nike.
Domingo is the Spanish word for what day of the week?
Dimanche, Sunday.
What's the largest continent?
Asia.
All right, before the end of the buzzer. All right, so you know what? Arnaud, although you did well, Lee got 6 out of 6 this morning.
All right, good game. I'll give it to you.
You were very close, Arnaud, but you did say Vans as opposed to Nike as the owner of Converse. And it could have been. Converse and Vans, they kind of have the same style. And then we kind of like gave Demidov a couple of different names, but I knew who you were talking about, so I gave that one to you anyway. But Lee won anyway because he got 6 out of 6.
Yeah, it's okay. I respect it.
Arnaud, before you say something, I have something I want you to hear.
Go for it.
Oh my. All right, Arnaud, we need to hear you say it.
That beat Lee.
Just for today. Call back anytime, okay?
Good shot, though.
All right.
Take care. So that means that we have Fuego Fuego Festival tickets to give away on the text line happening at the Olympic Park on May 24th and 25th. Nicky Jam will be there on Saturday, which is really cool. Peso Pluma on Sunday. And you need to text the word?
Demidov. 92925.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dorme Vu, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dorme Vu's Time to Switch event.
Ride a Subaru Desource. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru Desource.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Bell Pure Fiber is the technology you need for high-performance applications. It leverages light signals transmitted through optical fiber. It's capable of providing huge bandwidth, super low latency, and it's immune to electromagnetic interference.
Basically, what he means is, it's incredibly fast internet. Switch to Bell Pure Fiber, Canada's fastest internet, awarded by Ookla. Get 5500 for $70 per month. Visit bell.ca for more details and to check availability. Bell, internet just got better.
Move with us and you will see.
Déménagement, la capitale.
Backing up is easy as can be.
Déménagement, la capitale.
Stereos,
your Canada.
We move your house,
our company.
Some storage space
to suit your needs.
And wardrobe boxes are yours for free.
Get into a new Prius plug-in, you might find yourself volunteering to drive your friends hours away from civilization to a festival of a music genre that before this morning you never knew existed. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can discover exciting new models like the Prius plug-in and find out how Toyota takes you there. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Quebec Toyota dealer today.
Nice. Air Canada has a worldwide sale.
Wow, look at this deal to the Philippines.
Nice, let's book it.
But wait, Naples is also a steal. Saving seafood and sun?
You want sun? There's a hot deal to Mexico.
And even hotter to Yellowknife.
Nice, but I thought you wanted tropical hot. You're all over the map.
Well, yeah, we've got over 180 destinations to choose from.
Saving on every single destination. Nice. Hurry, book at aircanada.com or contact your travel agent. Conditions apply. Air Canada, nice travels.
Did you know that at Iris, you can get a complete pair of glasses starting at just $299? A wide selection of stylish frames, high-quality lenses made in Canada, and our Iris No Matter What guarantee. All this at an affordable price. Don't miss this opportunity to see and be seen in style. Until December 31st, visit iris.ca for all the details. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Jai Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Did you know there are a ton of tax credits you may be eligible for? Learning which ones are for you couldn't be easier. Go to fairforall.ca to find all the available credits. Whether you're a parent, senior, caretaker, student, or self-employed worker, you'll be able to easily see which tax credits apply to you. Be sure to take full advantage of them. Visit us at fairforall.ca. A message from Revenu Québec.
Ride a Lexus Laval. Treat yourself to an exceptional spring and lease the all-new 2025 NX250 at a rate as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Lexus Laval.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Keys, wallet, briefcase, gym bag. Now, if I could only find my glasses.
Lead an active lifestyle. Opt for the ease of contact lenses. Whether you're a returning customer or just starting out, ContactLensKing.com is where to go. Order the same contact lenses brand as prescribed by your eye doctor at a much better price. And use the coupon code BEAT for a 15% discount. This is the real deal. Satisfaction guaranteed. ContactLensKing.com.
A little heads up from Dormez-vous. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the time to switch event at Dormez-vous, get a Distinction Twin mattress from only $429. But hurry up, this offer is valid till Sunday only. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Dormez-vous.
From April 22nd to the 26th, don't miss the Lexus 5-day event. Take advantage of exclusive offers like lease rates as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months, including a 2% rate reduction during the event. Discover the 2025 Lexus NX250 AWD signature package starting at $528 per month with a $6,500 down payment and a 0.9% lease rate for 24 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Starting from $54,442, enjoy the luxury of a Lexus SUV.
Spinelli Lexus, the address of choice for all automotive services. This week, we're making it a long holiday weekend by adding an extra Casino de Montréal's party mix evening on Sunday. Visit CasinoDeMontréal.ca for the complete lineup.
Three things you need to know coming up next, including something pretty dangerous and scary coming to the old ports.
Nice.
Chance at winning the easiest $1,000 that you're ever legally going to make. Don't miss this chance, okay?
Yeah, because it's in 30 seconds.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
We had a watch party last night for that hockey game. We were so excited to see Ivan Demidov step on the ice for the first time with the Habs. And boy, did he not disappoint. He had an assist for the first goal. Then he scored the second goal of the game. And then things kind of went a little downhill We ended up losing 4-3 in overtime, unfortunately. So we kind of missed a chance at securing our place in the series, but it's not over yet. It's going to depend how Columbus does tonight and how we do tomorrow. So there's still hope.
Exactly. Columbus loses tonight, Habs are in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Habs win tomorrow night, Habs are in the playoffs. So two possibilities to secure it.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I wish it would have happened yesterday, though, because it was so magical. The crowd went wild when Demidov.
I'm not a sports fan, and I was still wrapped up in watching the
great
videos this morning.
So much fun.
If you haven't yet received your voter registration card, you're definitely not alone. A whole lot of Canadians are taking to social media, being like, am I okay?
Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, there's a reason for it. So yes, Elections Canada did miss the deadline of when we were all supposed to receive them, which was last Friday.
Right.
Turns out they've been having a really hard time securing locations for the polling stations.
Because it was so short notice, right?
Exactly. Last minute election, so they still haven't. I think now they probably have. But they're promising that before the long weekend this weekend, everybody will receive it because early polls are this Friday. And then Election Day, obviously, 2 weeks from yesterday, Monday, April 28th, everybody should receive, if you're eligible and if you're, you know, in good standing and all that, you should receive your voting card this Thursday.
Okay, by Friday, because Friday is Good Friday
no
and there's
mail.
No mail. Exactly,
so
and
by
Monday
Thursday.
Either. Okay, perfect. If you've ever wanted to try bungee jumping, well, here's your chance. New activity coming to the Old Port of Montreal. It's called Montreal Bungee. It's going to start as of next Thursday, April 24th. You're going to be able to jump from a 64-meter high platform right into what? Nothing. That's bungee jumping. You feel like you're flying. You just jump off a building. It's going to be about $180 a person to try it. Open 7 days a week for 10 months out of the year. So it's going to be, I think it's going to bring in a lot of people because it's rare to find bungee jumping where the city is. Usually it's away from the city. Yeah. Like I did it in Wakefield at one point, but it's further. It's like in nature. Now you get to do it.
So
in the city of Montreal.
This is like a big crane at the end of a pier.
That's right.
So you're looking at the city skyline.
Exactly.
Oh,
it.
Nice.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun.
So even though I'm scared to be doing it, I got to say it is a really cool thing to be coming to the Old Port. Just like you said, attracts more people. I hate it, but it is a really good idea.
And it's going to be safe. It's the same owner as the zip line. There's never been any accidents, so
exactly.
You're in good hands.
Speaking of things I hate, Kim, how's traffic?
It's a busy one. 20 East, the Gallipots, all the way to Cardinal Leger this morning. An earlier accident also has things a little extra crowded around the Dorval Circle. Then it slows 55th to 1st. 40 East, Illitoit, backing into the 30-40 split. Then it's crowded St. John's to Cavendish, where it bogs down for DeCary. during GMC's Truck Month event. Get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 GMC Sierra 1500 models. I'm Kim Kieran. Montreal traffic.
Okay, so we were supposed to have showers already, but it looks like right now it's a mix of sun and clouds.
What?
However, yeah, we still have a risk of showers, risk of a thunder shower this morning. High of 12 right now, 9 in Montreal.
Let's get you $1,000. It's time for the easiest quiz in the world. Just text the words easiest quiz to 92925. Here's your chance. 30 seconds on the clock, 10 easy questions. $1,000 could be all yours. Good luck.
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. And I'm wishing they stop trying to turn me off. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Just like fire, burning up the way. Rocking like the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, full of bullshit.